this the best opportunity in, since you've been here to beat Ohio State. Didn't happen. How much of the responsibility do you take personally?
If things go good, things go great, I mean, good. If it doesn't, I need to take responsibility for it.
Nobody really seemed to see it, saw this coming, 62 points against your defense. How do you explain the performance today, by your team?
They played great. Their third quarter especially. I mean, a lot of speed plays that got out on a perimeter and got loose. Also set them up in good field position with a couple turnovers and of course the block punt contributed to the score as well.
But overall, you couldn't have been happy with your own team's performance, obviously, could you?
Like I said, take responsibility for it.
Jim, after seeing how they gave up 51 to Maryland and fumbled around a lot of other times, is it possible you guys, your players, not you, came in overconfident?
No.
Dan?
The progress you guys made this year in this game, do you feel like today was a step backwards for you two?
Like I said, it didn't go good, didn't end up good, and we take responsibility for it.
In the front seat.
What can you tell us about Devin Bush's health?
Yeah, Devin, he is a hip. I don't think it's anything that's going to be long term, but it wasn't good for today. He had a hip. Same with Grant Perry, he had a hip corner. David Long looks like a hip flexor strain. I believe all three are. Not long-term kind of injuries, but not good for today. Gentry got a concussion, and Shea Patterson has a contusion on his knee, bone bruise.
It seemed like they came in sort of with their usual attack plan during the last night wrapped across the line. Sort of describe the preparation you all had for your defense going into an offense that sort of can happen.
Well, I mean, they do a lot of things well, and they threw the ball downfield well. They threw the crossing routes, the slant routes, extremely well, and they ran the ball good. So they did a great job.
How difficult do you think it is going to be going back to the drawing board after 10 wins in a row and then a crushing loss to your rival?
We'll come back motivated to make darn sure it doesn't happen again.
All right, Nick.
Jim, early, what was the offensive game plan early? Was it to control the clock, run the ball? What was your plan to win?
Wanted to run our best plays, throwing, moving the ball. We outside zone, inside power. We had basically everything: drop back, zone read. It was all in the plan. Rollouts, boots. Part of the plan.
Did you feel like your team was ready for everything Ohio State threw at you, offensively and defensively? They seemed like they caught you off guard at a lot of plays.
They had several successful plays, no question about it, especially they got some real speed plays, crossing routes, hurt, threw the ball downfield well. They did a nice job throwing, catching those. I thought their protection was really good. We didn't get the pressure on the quarterback that we wanted to.
Coach, aside from the scheme, the X's and O's of it, after this loss, is there anything you see in terms of personnel, be it staff, be it in recruiting, that you feel like, you guys didn't have and you need to go get?
No, I feel we like our players, like our coaches. We do a phenomenal job.
Come back.
prior to Shea going down, what do you think of his performance?
I thought Shea really competed well, played extremely well. And really, really pleased the way he plays. He's such a competitor and he's doing everything he could.
I know you've seen a lot in a lot of places, but did you find this in your career, did you find this shocking?
I thought Ohio State played really well in all phases, did a heck of a job. A really good football team.
Okay, last year after this game, you said the program needed to get stronger, you need to get stronger physically, everything else. You did a lot of stuff this offseason. What do you need now?
Like I said, we'll come back in our next game and, you know, be motivated to, you know, win our next game.
Jim, why don't you think the pass rush was effective today? No sacks, no hurries.
Yeah, they did a really good job with protection.
Yeah, how would you compare this performance to the performance a couple years ago at Ohio State? Just how you're feeling after the game, the overtime versus today?
Same. Just motivated to come back and make darn sure it doesn't happen again and win our next game. That's our motivation.
Jim, you're pretty good historian of this series. Did you know coming in that they had never scored more than 50 in a game in this series?
I believe I did, yes. And congratulations to them. They played really well.
Last question, I'll ask Brad.
What's your message to your team tonight?
The same thing as I've just told you.